Senator Ossoff opposes Save America Act despite support in Georgia for voter ID and citizenship verification. By Jasmine Jordan on March 16, 2026. As the Senate prepares to consider the Save America Act this week, voter identification and election integrity are emerging as central political issues heading into the 2026 elections, with Georgia Senator John Ossoff, D., opposing the legislation even as polling in his state shows strong support for its provisions. The Save America Act, legislation that would require proof of citizenship to register to vote and voter identification in elections, while also addressing mail-in ballot rules and other provisions, is expected to come before the Senate this week. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt said President Donald Trump is urging Congress to pass the bill, calling it one of the most critical pieces of legislation in our nation's history. President Donald Trump stated he will not sign other bills until the Save America Act is passed. Polling cited by the administration suggests broad national support. A Harvard-Harris survey found 71% of registered voters support the Save America Act, including 91% of Republicans, 50% of Democrats, and 69% of independents. The issue may be particularly consequential in Georgia, where Senator John Ossoff is one of the most vulnerable incumbent senators seeking re-election in 2026. Polling conducted in the state by the Heritage Foundation indicates strong support among Georgia voters for policies similar to those in the Save America Act. According to the poll, 90% of Republicans, 55% of independents, and 55% of Democrats support requiring proof of citizenship to register to vote. The survey also found 89% of Republicans, 54% of independents, and 58% of Democrats support requiring states to remove non-citizens from voter registration rolls. Support for the Save America Act itself measured 91% among Republicans, 55% among independents, and 47% among Democrats. The poll also found roughly two-thirds of Georgia voters say they would be more likely to support a senator who votes for the Save America Act. Ossoff has described the Save America Act as a nakedly partisan, totally unworkable, bad faith bill cynically intended to disenfranchise millions of eligible voters. The Georgia senator also previously criticized the state's 2021 election integrity law, calling it Jim Crow and claiming it would suppress black voter turnout. However, turnout data released by the Georgia Secretary of State in 2022 showed record early voting participation after the law took effect. A total of 857,401 voters cast ballots during the early voting period for the 2022 primary, including 795,567 early in-person votes and 61,744 absentee ballots. According to the Secretary of State's office, the turnout represented a 168% increase over the 2018 gubernatorial primary and a 212% increase compared with the 2020 presidential primary. Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger said the record turnout demonstrated confidence in the state's election system and said the Election Integrity Act struck a balance between access and security. Ossoff introduced the Right to Vote Act, legislation that would make it harder for states to ensure election integrity by implementing voter ID requirements. Yet attendees at a campaign rally in Atlanta were required to present government-issued identification before being allowed to enter.